بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. As we had explained, the reason for this current panic and feelings of despondency and fear which have gripped the hearts of so many people is actually only love of this world and the fear to die. The cure to this, the remedy for this malady, is to create within our hearts the desire to pass away, the desire to meet Allah. For that reason, this book was written, Shauq-e Watan, in which the author, Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahimahullah, wished to recreate and rekindle the desire in the heart of every ummati for our original homeland, for Jannah and for Akhirah. After the soul is taken into the heavens and is blessed with the opportunity to meet Allah, Allah gives the instruction that now the soul must be returned back to this earth for questioning. When the soul is brought back in the hands of an angel, the angel takes the soul back past its body as the people give it ghusl, and he observes and witnesses how ghusl is being given, how shrouds are being put over the body, how the body is being carried to the graveyard. While the body is being carried, Amr bin Dinar rahimahullah narrated, he says that the angels say to the soul, Isma' sana an-nasi alayk, listen to the wonderful things people are saying about you. There are many things which seem lifeless to us, but Allah explains to us in Quran that they have some kind of life, even though we cannot perceive it, we cannot see it, we cannot fathom or understand it. When a believer passes away, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam informed us that there are two doors of every believer in the heavens. One door from which his good actions ascend and go into the court of Allah. One door from which his rizq, the decisions of his sustenance descend and comes down into this world. The day he passes away, those two doors cry over separation from him. Atta Khurasani rahimahullah was a great tabi'i. He explained, when a person passes away, every piece of land on which he had made sajda ever in his life, every single piece of land which he had made sajda on cry over his separation. And they will be witness on his behalf on the day of Qiyamah. In actual fact, every piece of ground, according to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained, beautifies and decorates itself in the hope that this man will be made over into it, he will be buried in it. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when a believer is handed over into the ground, he is buried, then the grave is given the ability to speak, and it says to him, Marhaban wa ahlan, welcome home from all the people walking on the surface of the earth. You are the person who was most beloved to me, since you have been handed over to me today, and you will be remaining as my guest al-Qiyamah. You will see how I treat you, how I will spoil you, how I will allow you to enjoy your life within me. Then this grave will open up and it will spread as far as his eyes can see. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with wonderful deaths on Iman, and may Allah bless us with these great bounties and favors and these honors which are destined for the true believers.